Hi, everyone. Jim Rizzoli here in East Texas with my good friend Phil in California. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jim.
How's it going?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I did. Very busy. And how about yourself?
Well, I don't do much any day, so it don't matter to me. I just stay home and do my things around the house, do my videos. No place to go and do stuff. So there's no family here for me. So all my family's all dead anyway.
Well, you still got Joe.
He's a long way away from me. That's for sure. But anyway, that's fine with me. Okay. So we got a lot to talk about today. A lot of things happening. I noticed I've been sending you some things, been seeing some of your videos there. So maybe we can start with you, whatever you want to start off with. What do you want to start off with today?
Well, let's see. I continue to the dismay of many of my viewers. I think I continue with this Gaza thing, and I did a little recap on the JFK assassination because it was the 60th anniversary this week, and so. And it just happened to fall on Thanksgiving. I thought that was curious. So it's been happening a long time.
Since we're talking about JFK, you feel that he wasn't killed, right? Is that what you feel?
Yes.
All right. See, the question that people are going to ask. Okay, so you don't think he was shot. So where is he?
Yeah, good question. He might have, Martha's Vineyard is a nice place to retire. And all he has to do is just change his hairstyle a little bit and he could blend right in. And now what people would say, what's the motive? The biggest debunking question people have is why would JFK, what's the motive of JFK doing that? Because he was already president of the United States. He's on top of the world. Why would he fake his death and relegate himself back down to ordinary citizen and just hide in the shadows? And I say, well, because the presidents of the United States are not real presidents. I mean, they're puppets and they all have a role to play. And I would say that JFK benefited a lot from faking his death because he became immortal. He became the most beloved president in American history because he became the one who was martyred in Dealey Plaza. And so that's a good reason to fake your death.
Okay. And, well, what about his wife? So you obviously must think she's a fake too.
Yes, Jackie is neck deep in this, and that's why her Chanel suit is in lockdown. It's the number one piece of evidence.
Well, I was looking at that video. I mean, the problem I have with the person that had put that video up. I don't know if it's a problem with the person, but. Here's what I saw. Okay. I mean, here's what I remember. Okay. That's all I can say is she had like a pinkish suit on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he gets shot. It was blood all over it, but she had the same pinkish suit on when LBJ was being sworn in, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, the problem I have is the timeline. In other words, in that video, it showed a woman who looked just like JFK, but she was dressed in pants and a top. No dress or nothing. No pink suit that she had on. And she looks like she was going into the hospital, I guess. So, see, I got a problem with the timeline because was the LBJ swearing in before she went into the hospital or after she went to the hospital? Do you have any idea of that?
Well, I think there were two pink Chanel suits. Okay. One was worn by Jackie Kennedy and one was worn by the stunt double. And what happened was after the stunt was pulled in Dealey Plaza, the stunt double removed her pink Chanel suit. And that's who you saw entering Parkland Hospital. That was the NBC reporting that got it wrong. They said that was Jackie Kennedy that was entering Parkland Hospital. And they also said that the bouquet of flowers was sitting in the seat of the limousine where JFK had been assassinated. So both those details were wrong, that back seat was actually Lady Bird Johnson's, where she was riding, because it was chrysanthemums that were in the back seat, not roses. Remember, Jackie Kennedy had roses that day. And so that was the wrong car, and that's why there was no blood in it. And but they did call the stunt double, or the Jackie Kennedy entering Parkland. So that shows that there was somebody there that looked like Jackie that day, and the news thought it was her. And she had removed her pink Chanel suit. And if you Google Jackie Kennedy's pink Chanel suit, you will see right away that it is in lockdown. The Kennedy family has locked it down, and nobody will ever be able to see it.
Okay. So you feel that John Kennedy and her, the wife, they left somewhere and they ended up in Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, well, I think Jackie went on and married Onassis. And it's curious because the Kennedy family is related to the Onassis family. And as far as...
That does cause a problem here. Because if JFK is alive and she's marrying another guy, don't you think he'd object to that?
You know, we're dealing with a different type of family here. I don't know. I think they're all actors and they're all playing roles. And the Kennedy family, obviously... is a bunch of actors. There's always unanswered questions. See, they went to the well too many times. There's always unanswered questions whenever one of them gets assassinated. Like when the brother, Robert Kennedy, got assassinated in Los Angeles, they left all these unanswered questions, Sirhan.
And so do you think that was fake too?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. So you think that was fake. Then where did he end up?
Well, good question. I think he changed his hairstyle and he blended back in. So there's a lot of and he became immortal after that also. I mean, the bust of Robert Kennedy still in the White House to this day. Whenever Joe Biden does an interview from the Oval Office, you'll see the bust of Robert Kennedy behind him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about JFK Jr.?
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah.
You're betting 1,000 here.
And Carolyn Bassett, both of them are still alive.
Okay, yes. So they're alive now. Yeah. Where do you think they are?
Well, I don't know. There has been some recent photos of them. The Trump team released some photos. I'm not talking about the fuchsia guy. The fuchsia guy looks nothing like JFK Jr. However, there were some other photos that of a guy that is a dead ringer for JFK Jr. And he released and he was standing with Carolyn Bassett, and the nose matches, the ear matches, the hairline matches, everything matches. It's him. And these are recent photos, and JFK, you know, but it goes beyond that. I mean, I even go back to Joseph Kennedy back in 1944. Remember, he was selected for that suicide mission going into Germany.
And
that would never have happened. I mean,
I know I used to at one time. That's what. Well, here's the thing. Everything we've been told, because I get it, and even talking to you, like a lot of people get mad because I have you on, because they say, why do you even, you know, have him on? Your credibility is shot when you have Phil on. So look at, I'm listening to him now. I'm not saying, look, I wasn't there for anything. Phil can say the moon is made of green cheese, and there's nothing I can say. I've never been there. Okay. So Phil, I mean, we're going to get into some other things. I'm going to even show that even more so, because I want to talk about some other events. So basically, Phil, is there anything you think that's right? It's not fake. I mean, it seems like you think that everything that happened has happened. All these major events have been faked. I mean, that's what I get out of it. I mean, would you say that's true or what?
Pretty much. Like with World War II, they told us that it was a Holocaust of the Jews. Well, it was a Holocaust, but it was a Holocaust against Germany. And so they just flipped it upside down. And so the Holocaust is real, but it just didn't. It happened to a different group of people, and they're lying about the whole thing.
Okay.
And it actually, you know, so I mean, that's So yeah, I think things are real. You know, I think what we did, the firebombing we did to Germany, was real. And people say, well, Phil, how can you tell that was real? And it's like, well, because I've seen some photos of some women and children that looked like they were burned alive, and more photos than what the Allies can provide us on their side. And the Allies can't provide us with any photos of anyone burned alive. And we were told that the Germans were using incendiary bombs, both in London and at Pearl Harbor. But, well, they were using torpedoes at Pearl Harbor, but they, you know, they get pretty hot. Torpedoes produce a lot of heat. And so, but we never saw. So the only charred human remains that I see from World War II come from the German side. And also the only rape victims that I see from World War II also come from the German side. And so,
Okay, let me ask you this. Since you seems like you're into Germany here, do you think Hitler faked his death?
Oh, well, that's a good question. And
because I mean, there are people. Look, we got two sides here. We got people that okay. So here's the bunker scene. He shot himself in the bunker. They threw his body out and burned it. I got a big problem with that. But anyway, and then we got the people. Harry Cooper. I don't know if you know Harry Cooper. Have you ever heard of Harry Cooper?
No, I'm not familiar.
Shark Hunters, sharkhunters.com. If you ever get a chance, he's the submarine. He does all the stuff with the submarines. But he wrote a whole book about Hitler going to Argentina. So he believed that Hitler somehow ended up in Argentina. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about that?
I tend to not believe it because that book is available on Amazon, and I don't trust Amazon to steer me the right direction on anything about Hitler and World War II.
Okay.
And so
I agree too. I do have a problem with. Look, I wasn't there. I didn't see it, but I'll tell you one thing: I don't trust the communists. Because they're the ones that were in charge of Hitler's body after, and they claimed they burned it. They claimed, I don't know. I got a big problem with the Russians, the Soviets, I should say. The Soviets having anything to do with World War II. I don't trust anything that comes their way. So I don't know. I mean, look, we see the movies. They show him in the movie that he killed himself, and everybody there, Himmler or whatever, they kill themselves, and he killed his family, and everybody's dead. I don't know. I mean, at this point in time, it's a moot point. You know what I mean? I mean, it's all dead and gone and water under the bridge now. But of course, Harry Cooper guy, he feels that Hitler, you know, he has a whole story about Hitler going to Argentina, where he lived, his house, the whole nine yards. But to me, there's just something not right about it. I don't agree with it. Now, I do know that Germans went to Argentina, and I knew Germans went to South America. I mean, that seems to be, you know, what happened. But I can't, you know, I can't answer it. I'm just up at, you know, I just say, okay, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. So, okay, we don't have to dwell on that because you probably never really got into that much. And I'm not really worried about that one. Let's get into. I do want to talk about, because this is on the news this week. Lahaina, they say they opened back Lahaina.
Okay.
And, now you seem. See, I really think there was something really weird going on there with this Dew Energy things. Mm-hmm. You seem like you don't believe it. You believe that people were setting all these fires.
Yeah, I think a team of army rangers or some kind of a PSYOP division from one of the military branches went in with some flamethrowers. Maybe there was like 100 or maybe 200 of these guys. And they went and they set precise burn patterns with their flamethrowers. And that's how it mimics like a laser beam from outer space. But a precise burn pattern can also be achieved with just...
But Phil, some of these areas, I mean, they were way away from each other. I mean, you had the shoreline... Yeah. And then you had way in, there was another burn over there. Then there's another burn over here.
The team broke up. I mean, some of the team went to the dock area.
Okay, so you feel, I kind of think that's kind of wacko. But that, look at, yeah, Phil, I wasn't there. You weren't there. You're welcome to your opinion. I think that would be a big problem because, you know, flamethrowers, there's a big pack you got to put on your back. And for them going running around down there with those on their backs like that, I think that would be a problem. But just that's just my opinion. I look at this. Again, I wasn't there. I didn't see any of it. They did show one thing that I thought was problematic was the church. The church had a big streak going across it, like a burn, like a laser. Like it looked like a laser went right through the crowd. But you feel that was done by a flamethrower?
Yeah, they could have, because they manufactured this Dew laser as the approved rabbit hole for this event. They wanted us to chase the Dew lasers.
Okay, so
just like on 9/11, they wanted us to chase, you know, the certain rabbit holes.
Okay, so you feel all those cars that were burned where there was no burn. I mean, cars are being burned up all over the place here, and there was no burn around it. You feel that people went in and lit those cars on fire and burned them.
Yeah, and they were empty. Nobody was inside. That's why the lack of bodies.
That's again, nobody seeing them. Guys going around with backpacks with the fire pack on them, a couple hundred.
Well, they wouldn't let those videos out, would they? I mean, they only let us see what they want us to see.
Well, no. I do understand that. I do. Look at. I want people to understand as I listen to you again. I can't say you're wrong. I can't say you're right. I could say I have a problem with it. Now, okay, so that's Lahania. They're all back now. And I mean, that place was, it definitely is a mystery to me. What the hell's going on there? All right, let's move on to another one, because I sent you a video just a little while ago about that bulldozer. I mean, bulldozer killing, again, this guy. And then they somehow picked him up and hung him on the bulldozer later.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, if I can put the video in here, I'll put the video in here if I can get it. But anyway, now you had some comments. I'll give you my comments, but what was your comments about that?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of splices in that video. And I don't know how the bulldozer operator was able to hook the body onto his bucket. And then he was carrying him around like he was like a scarecrow on the on the bucket of the bulldozer. But the video splices too many times. And
you would expect a continuous loop. Okay, now, well, here's, I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate. Someone could say to you, the reason why there's so many splices is because it could have been a very long video. And they had to cut it down, which I can understand. But on the other hand, there was a lot of splices in that, okay? And it spliced it. You see, again, I do video editing. And so, you know, I watch videos. I'm very critical, even when I watch movies. I watch movies, and I'm watching how the movie's produced. I'm watching how they edit. I'm looking at an edit. Does it match up? Like if they're walking one way and there's someone behind them and then the next they're showing the other way, does it still show continuity? So I'm really a fanatic with editing. Now, the bulldozer one, here's my problem with that. When the guy got hit, that's when it was edited.
You see
what I'm saying? So it's like, why did you play the whole thing through? I mean, if the guy got hit and run over, you should have showed the whole thing through. So I do have a problem when someone edits at a specific spot, a critical spot, because if the bulldozer ran him over, should have showed the whole thing running him over, but it stopped and it was edited at that exact spot. So I'm looking at that saying, again, you know, it all looks real. It does look real, except the editing problem with it to me. So,
And then taken at a great distance, and so that reduces the visibility or the resolution of the video. So
okay, so I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you know, again, context. I want to know the context. Where did this happen? You know, we don't know where the hell it happened. You hear people blah 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 in a different language. I don't even know what the hell the language is. You see, I'm very critical on context of. Where did this happen? This could have happened somewhere not even over there. Could have been someplace else. Could have been in Africa. I don't know where this happened. Again, no context. So I see, this is why you know, people get mad at me because they think I should really come down hard upon you. But it's like, how do I come down hard upon you, Phil? Of when I get the same problems when, you know, you're saying the editing's off, and I'm agreeing with you. The editing's off. Okay?
Now, Oh no! I'm rubbing off. No, yeah, you know, we've seen a lot of fakery. I mean, you know, the bulldozer is just a small portion. I've been posting all this stuff from Instagram. I mean, come on, just the sheer volume of these fake videos coming out of Gaza right now. Somebody has to give me a good answer as to why they're releasing
Phil, I agree with you. Now, I really enjoyed you put up a really good video. Of this company that made the babies, mm-hmm. you know, that was incredible. I mean, now again, devil's advocate, people are going to say, well, those babies are very expensive. I mean, you're talking $10,000 or $15,000 for one of those babies. Where the hell is one of these guys going to get a baby that was made in Spain, shipped it over there, and they're using this baby, you know, as some sort of thing to show the babies did or whatever. But I tell you, when you look at that video about the babies, man, oh, man, you could have one of these babies in your house. They make them so they move, their eyes move, everything moves. And, you know, you can pass off that you have a baby and you don't have a baby. It's a rubber baby. I mean, there's no doubt about that these rubber babies are incredibly real. I mean, that's what I get out of that. Now, the question is, would those people in Palestine, would they be able to afford a baby like that? So how would you answer that?
Well, obviously, yes, somebody else is bankrolling the operation.
Right. No, I mean, that's the only way it could be.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's a problem I have with the Palestinians. Because I talked about it, I think, in my walk and talk today. I think I did. Anyway. Here's what I think is happening. Again, just my opinion. I could be wrong. Who the hell am I? I think what's happening with the Palestinians that's causing a problem here with us, you and me, the question, because they're showing a bombed out scene. Mm-hmm. Now, that scene could have been bombed out 2 months ago, 3 months ago, a year ago. Then they're showing all these people at that scene, walking around a bombed out area. The concrete is all smashed up. There's metal, there's glass, everything's all a mess. And these people are walking around, sandals, all clean, none of them are dirty. See, here's my problem. They're making it look like these people were there when the bomb or something happened there. I don't think it happened that way. I think what's happening is they are shipping people in on buses and they're putting them at these scenes, and they're making it look like it happened just then. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's pretty close. That's pretty close to what's happening, yeah. And they did the same thing in Aleppo. I just uploaded a video. That was in 2017. Remember when Bashar Assad from Syria was committing all these war crimes against the children of Syria, and they were bombing all these neighborhoods, and children were being slaughtered on a daily basis? I mean, the same stuff we're hearing from Gaza right now. But everybody in Aleppo is just like having a good time, and they're doing tourism videos. They want you to come visit Aleppo. It's everything's normal there.
Yeah.
And the same thing in Gaza. I uploaded some tourism videos for Gaza too. They want you to come visit the dock area. They want you to come visit the restaurants.
It's just like, you know, like your Ukraine. I mean, the same thing there. They're showing you stuff. Who the hell knows? What is the context of what you're showing me? You're showing me something blown up. I don't know where the hell that happened. I mean, it could have been they were demolishing a house 5 years ago. I don't know. There's no context. You're not showing me any dead bodies. Phil, I don't know if I don't follow the Ukraine. I don't even follow Gaza. The only reason I know about Gaza is because of you. Okay. I don't even watch it. Okay. So now, in the Ukraine, they're saying all these people died. Well, where the hell are they? Mm-hmm. I mean, right or what?
Yeah, well, we've seen, you know, some body bags moving in Ukraine. The famous where the news reporter was doing a report and the body bag behind him started. And the guy unzipped the body bag and he gets out of the body bag.
When people get mad at you, well, how do I explain this nonsense? Look at something. I mean, Look, my opinion is there could be people being killed over there, everywhere, all these places, all these things are happening. I'm not saying nobody's being killed, but I don't know. I'm just saying it would seem logical if bombs are going off, whatever. But why would you produce fake bullshit, all right, if something's really happening? I mean, just show us what's really happening. This is what I don't understand. Just like the Holocaust. You're showing me fake bullshit, fake gas chambers, fake people saying things that never happened. But if the Holocaust was real, why the hell would you have to show me anything fake? And this is what the problem is with everything I'm watching. When something gets in there fake, it's like, boy, oh boy, that really bothers me. What do you think about that?
Yeah, the going opinion right now amongst the people who hate me, their best defense right now is saying, Phil, they're throwing you all these fake images because they want you to go chasing them like you're some kind of a greyhound, or this is bait for you to go chase. And it's like, well, you know, they're releasing a lot of it from Gaza. And so if they're releasing this as bait for people like me to go chase, well, then you still have to explain it. You still have to explain why they're using rubber babies, because that means my naysayers are admitting that they're using rubber babies. Okay, so you admit they're using rubber babies. So who's paying for these rubber babies? Because they're very sophisticated. They cost a lot of money. And these videos they're using crisis actors and a lot of sophisticated costumes and makeup. And so who's bankrolling this? And so my naysayers will say, well, they don't have an answer for that. I'm saying they're the ones chasing the rabbit hole, is that all these videos are designed to gain sympathy for Gaza. And what they're doing is they're releasing too many of them, and it's working against the purpose.
Yeah, that's what I say. I'm not saying nothing's not happening over there. Again, I'm not there. I'm just saying that if it's really happening, you don't need to put anything stupid and fake there. And I tell you, I've seen some of the pictures of those babies. They're very quick. They'll go by them really quick. But I'm telling you that some of them, I'm not saying all of them. Mm-hmm. I'm saying some of them do look like rubber babies. And the babies that they are presenting as dead, there's no blunt force trauma on them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to understand, for a baby to die, whatever way he died, either the building falling on top of him, there's going to be scratches and broken arms and legs and blood and a little scratch right here. They got a little scratch right on the head. I mean, really? To me, that does not help the situation, all right?
Yeah, over and over again, they don't show us the cause of death. And like I said, my critics have walked back on it and have conceded the point. And they have conceded that they are actually faking these videos. But what they're doing is they're causing people like me to go chase these rabbit holes and for me to get all distracted by this. It's like, well, that's not the mainstream narrative. That is not. And so, no, that's just a cope, is what we call it. Yeah. What they're doing is coping, and it's a bad cope.
Well, I just know that here's the thing. Because people, they want me to commit to you to say, you believe everything Phil says. And I just look at it. He's just presenting an argument, showing what he thinks is going on. What's the hell's my argument? I can say, well, just like there's one baby that the guy was holding or something. And it looked real. To me, it looked real. But then the baby at the beginning of the video on the, laying down, that definitely looked fake. So, yes. You know what I'm saying? Everybody said, whoa, whoa, this one looks real. That one looks fake. What the hell are you doing here? And of course, the one that he's holding, they're showing him more. And the rubber baby one, they're going so far, so quick over you can't even. I mean, I picked it up really quick, but I don't know if other people did. You see?
They pan the camera so quick. And so the rubber babies pass for a quick 1 or 2 or 3 seconds. But the toddler that he was holding also did not pass, because if you look closely, the wrist was rigid and the ankle was rigid. When he turned the toddler to an angle the wrist and the ankle stayed rigid. And there was no rigor mortis because he was, and for some reason he was spreading the eyeball open and he was kissing the eyeball.
Well, that was definitely screwball. Okay, now Phil, you put another one up. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see it. It wouldn't play. I'm having a problem with my BitChute channel today. I don't know mm-hmm. what the hell's going on. Half the videos aren't working. So, well, this was your BitChute channel anyway. It wouldn't play on your BitChute channel. So, there was some face of a girl or something that I don't know. You know what the hell the video was about? I couldn't play the video. Mm-hmm. But you put that up. Do you remember that video?
Yeah, there was this girl that had an open wound on her shoulder. And they were like shooting like a water pick at it, and the water was
yes.
And we were told that there is no anesthesia, and so she's having water pick surgery while no anesthesia, and then you can she's acting, and you can tell that she looks at the camera, you know, it's like are you catching this? She kind of looks at the camera. It's
well,
like,
I did. The only thing I could see in that video was that face. Yeah. And to me, that face did not look like somebody in pain. Yeah. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, that was Hollywood.
They weren't in pain. Well, look at when you have an open wound, I don't give a shit what it is. You could even just slice your finger with a razor. And, you know, you put something on it, it's going to burn. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you're going to winch. You're going to like, whoa. But the girl's looking like she almost looked like she was like just like sleeping this kind of like, you know, I just woke up from sleep here. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, it looked like a Hollywood production. It looked like a horror movie. They're training these kids to be horror actors. And see, that is what I'm – they're training 8-year-old and 10-year-old girls to be crisis actors over there. And so it's a big problem. And I see a lot of child abuse going on.
Well, there's definitely, you know, like, you know, people ask me every now and then, they say, Jim, what do you think about what's going on over there? I said, look at whatever the hell is going on over there. The biggest Israel is going to come out looking great. That's my opinion all the way through it. Anyway. And Hamas and in Palestine, the Palestinians, I don't know how it's going to benefit them because they are the underdog here. But I just look at the whole thing, no matter what happens, who's a good guy, the bad guy, whatever. I mean, I really think Israel, no matter what happens over there, is a bad guy, no matter what anyway. But Israel's always going to look good because 80%, I don't know, I'm just throwing a figure out. It seems like the majority of people in the world back up Israel. How do you feel about that?
I think Palestine, I think Israel likes to be known as a bad guy. I think that at the end of this, it's going to return back to the status quo, the same thing we've seen for the past 50 years. This conflict is not going to end. It's going to simmer down, and it's going to go back to the same Gaza Israel thing, and it'll remain quiet for 5 years, and then they'll have another intifada 5 years from now. It's a cash cow. It'll go back to exactly the way it's been for the past 50 years. That's my prediction.
All right. Well, that's an interesting way of putting it. I can't predict. I mean, I did say that I thought that they probably would love to take over that area so Israel can use it for their own benefit. Whatever the hell is there, minerals, I don't know. They want gas, oil. I don't know what the hell's going on over there. But we'll see. I mean, we'll find out if you're right, because next year, if nothing's going on over there, then you're right. Then you could say you're right. I mean, that's all I can say. So I've been, like I said, these things are happening, crazy things happening. Now I notice what's happening now. This COVID thing seems like it's starting to ramp up a little bit too. They're talking about more cases of this or that happening in Massachusetts. They're talking about all the time. I hear when I look at the news here, well, there were 15 deaths today, and there were, you know, 1,000 more COVID cases today. And so it almost seems like they're trying to ramp it up again at some point in time there too. So everything is in flux. It's like something happens here, it goes away. Something happens over here, then we pay attention to that, and then we pay attention to this. It's like everybody's on a circle here, going around in circles with all these things happening, just to keep everybody busy and occupied. They're doing something behind the scenes here to cause us to have more problems. I don't know. What do you think?
I wish I could catch it, because then I would be convinced that one thing on the media is real.
Yeah.
But I try to catch it and I can't catch it. And, and it's like, well, so I'm still not convinced anything is real.
Well, I don't know. I just hate to see people get sucked in with every, you know, again, they'll send me a link to watch this video, watch this bulldozer kill this guy. And okay, I watched it. I got more questions than answers. Okay. Oh, here's some babies being killed, or would that were killed? Wait a minute. I got more questions than answers. So it's not that I don't want to believe something's happening, but honestly, I haven't really been convinced that something's happening like they're saying it's happening. That's just the way I look at it. And I think you could say the same thing, right?
Yeah, the whole bulldozer thing goes back to the Rachel Corrine story back in 2003, and they're going back to the same well. And a bulldozer carrying a mannequin from the bucket is really traumatizing. Yeah. And of course, they filmed it from such a great distance that the resolution is so low, you can't tell what's on the end of that bulldozer. But it trauma. Oh my God, a bulldozer! It's like that never happens. I mean, I believe the Tiananmen Square was also fake, where the guy stood in front of the tank. That was on the 200th anniversary of the it was the 1989. That was the collapse of the Berlin Wall. Yeah. It was Ursula Haverbeck said that was the 100th anniversary of the some kind of a conference that they had in 1889 that predicted the future of Europe. And so the Tiananmen Square happened on the 100th anniversary of that. And that was, I forget what federation she said, but it happens, every century on the 89th year.
Oh, interesting.
And so, that's what the whole 1989 thing was all about.
I just know that I'm not speaking for you, but I'm very skeptical about news items I get. What they're saying in the news, what they're presenting in the news, what they want us to believe in the news. I'm very skeptical about everything. I don't know. I mean, that's just the way I am. I know you probably feel the same way too, right?
Yeah, more so as since I know how the trick is done. Yeah, I see it every day. So yeah, every day I get more skeptical. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, Phil, we came at some good points today. Keep me posted on what's going on. I get alerts when I see you put some video up and you know, send it my way. I do look at it all because I find it very interesting. And we just go from there. We try to figure out what the hell is going on here. That's all I want to figure out. I want to just get, why are you doing this stuff? Why is it happening? Why are you putting fake stuff in here? When, if it's a problem, you shouldn't have to do anything like that. But anyway, again, I got more questions than answers. So there we go. Okay,
yeah, thanks for having me on, Jenny. You put your neck out on the line when you have me on. So
Phil, you have a perfect right to give me your opinion. I don't have to agree with your opinion, but your opinion, you make some valid points, because when you say this happened or that happened or didn't happen, then I have to say, gee, that's a good point. I didn't really look at it from that angle before, but anyway. I'm trying to understand this stuff. So there you go.
We all are.
Okay, okay, Phil. Thank you. We'll talk next time around. Okay.
Next week. All right.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
All right. See you now. Bye.